I want to thank each and every single one of you for coming to my get-together tonight. Please follow me into the den where I have a very special surprise waiting for you. Everyone, meet tonight's entertainment and have a seat on one of the sofas and chairs scattered about. Get comfortable. Now, as you can see, I have a grown adult man in the middle of this room, surrounded by stuffed animals, and I promise this will make sense soon. You are about to witness a transformation. This man right here will transform into a little girl before our eyes. And let's be real, he won't be a pretty girl because look at him. He's a hairy, gross man. Stand up, bitch. Yes, I'm talking to you. You're the only bitch in this room. Stand the fuck up. Good bitch. Now, you're going to get changed into this pink frilly dress I got for you. Pink polka dots, white lace trim, and of course, pink satin panties and white knee-high socks. Get dressed in front of my friends. And I'm going to announce to you guys, our friend here, he is blind. So he can't see a thing. And he has no idea how many of you are in this room. And right now, he has no idea how sissy he looks putting himself into these clothes. And I'm sure that you can feel those soft satin panties. Don't get too used to them, though. I'm sure there's some men in here that are going to rip them off of you at some point. And you know, it's a real shame that you were not able to see yourself right now, all pink and frilly. I mean, you look ridiculous. All right, friends. Here's our plaything tonight. So for tonight, we're going to call him Prissy. That's the feminine name I'm giving him, and he's no longer a he, even though he looks like a poor excuse for a girl right now. He's a she for tonight. And she is a little girl, a scared little girl, all dressed up for us, waiting for what we're going to do to her. Now, I would like to invite anyone right now to come up and molest and grope Prissy while I finish introducing her and going over the rules. Here, Prissy, here's your tigress, the tigress that does not have the ability to save you, even though you grip onto the stuffed animal like she's going to save you. And friends, this is the most pathetic thing I'd like to inform you guys on. Prissy, even as a grown adult man, has an unhealthy, childish obsession with stuffed animals. I know, it's pathetic, really. I would even go as far to say that Prissy is more obsessed than the average child with her stuffed animals. She sleeps with them, she gets turned on by them, and she relies on them even whenever she's scared. She literally has tons of various stuffed animals that she cannot live without. Oh, I think my male friend likes your sissy dick in these panties. How does it feel to be molested in front of all my friends? Do you like the touch and grope of a man? Well, too bad. He's a real man and you're a little girl. He's molesting you like a nasty pedophile would, and honestly, you should be thankful for such attention. And is Tigress saving you from the mean man? No. In fact, I think Tigress needs to molest you too. Here, Bill, push the tigress against her panties. Make the stuffed animal molest her. Oh, look, even your protector, your tigress, wants to fuck you over. So, friends, The other thing you need to know about our pretty little girl here is she hates sexual male attention, supposedly. I mean, she's going to act like she doesn't want cock in her mouth and sissy pussy, but of course, I insist the cocks are taken care of tonight, and it's going to be by her. It's not like she can see anyway, so it doesn't really matter. For all she knows, it could be a dildo in her sissy pussy and she wouldn't even know it's a real man's dick. The only rule for tonight is this. There are no rules. And Prissy, you don't know this, but my friends are wicked. They will fuck and rape you. They will torture you. If they feel like it, they will fucking rape you to death and I won't stop them. Why don't you put your thumb in your mouth? Suck on your thumb until a dick is ready to use your mouth. Your mouth is nothing but a mouth cunt now, so I want something in it at all fucking times. You feel that hard cock rubbing against your thigh? That's a good girl. You made a cock hard. That's your only purpose today as well, making cocks hard and being a cum receptacle for them. That's part of being a pretty little girl, turning men on and being used for their cum. And you wouldn't know anything about that because you've never been a real man. You don't know what it's like to dominate a woman. You don't even know what women look like because you're blind. You're useless and pathetic. And I don't even know why you're alive. So since you are here, you may as well be useful like you are right now. In fact, get on your hands and knees, little girl. And I'm going to put your bear right here between your legs. Hump your teddy bear, little girl. Fucking do it. There we go. Give us a show. What a horny little whore she is, right? Look at her. So horny that she's humping her stuffed animal. I need a cock in her mouth. And listen, Prissy, once my friend here gets his cock in your mouth, you better not stop humping. You are entertaining, and I think my friends are enjoying watching you hump a teddy bear. Not because it's sexy, because it's fucking hilarious. We're laughing at you. It's embarrassing, really. You should feel fucking embarrassed. Now open wide, Prissy. That's right, here comes the cock. Uh-oh, looks like she's fighting us, not opening her mouth like a good whore. Listen, Prissy, I don't want to force your mouth open. I will, and I know how to, but I'd rather see you willingly take this cock. So listen carefully. You are a weak excuse for a man, hence why you're a little girl right now. Real men take and fuck. You are not a real man. You are a sissy girl right now, and girls take superior cock because they have to, and that's your fucking purpose. You have nothing else to offer us, so open your fucking mouth and feel how large this cock is since you can't see it, you little blind fuck. There you go. Open her mouth like a good girl. Oh, is the cock making you gag? Do you not like the taste of my friend's fat, hard cock in your mouth? Too bad, little girl. Suck it up and be a good cock whore. If you don't end up sucking out his cum in a reasonable amount of time, you will not like the consequences. Here. Take your stupid little bear in this arm and hug it. Oh, little baby girl hugging the teddy bear while sucking cock. Maybe that'll make you suck cock better. Do you need me to baby talk you too, you pathetic man? And take this hard cock in your other hand. Stroke it, Prissy. Pleasure two cocks at once. You're so fucking pathetic, you know that? Clinging to your stuffed animals like a widow baby. Did your parents not love you or something? Is that it? That must be it. Are you seeking mommy's love through your stuffed animals, huh? Or did daddy beat you when you were little? I bet he did. He realized how much of a fucking loser you were, even as a kid, so he chose to abuse you. What you haven't realized yet is that these silly little stuffed animals won't fucking save you. Ever. They are made of fabric and filled with stuffing. There's nothing inside of them. You can pretend there is, but you know what pretend play is? Child's play. So if you're going to be immature and childish, may as well act like one like you are right now. Act like a fucking child. And you know, you actually look prettier with a cock in your mouth, doesn't she, guys? Do you hear everyone laughing at you, Prissy? Do you know why they're laughing? Because you're choking and gagging on cock, crying while doing so like a fucking baby and gripping onto a teddy bear and stroking another cock, all the while looking like one ugly cross-dressing man. You can't even master looking pretty and delicate. You're just a big fucking joke. Sure, you're making cocks hard, but it's not because you're pretty. It's because you're weak. And real men will seek out weak individuals to use for their pleasure. Uh-oh, looks like my friend is getting close to coming. I hope you like the taste of bitter, gooey man cum. And listen, whenever he finishes in your mouth, I do not want you to swallow it. I want you to hold it in your mouth. And if you fail to keep it in your mouth, I will take this knife. Do you feel that cold steel against your arm? Yeah, I will cut you and your little bear. Now, be a good girl and listen. Here it comes, little whore. Your first taste of real man come. Look at her gagging. Keep it on that tongue and really get a good taste of that cum. Let that taste linger on your cum. And really, you don't have a choice, do you? First load of the day, you little slut. Let me see it. Look at that gooey warm cum on her tongue. Here, spit it onto Tigress. Do it. Just push it right out onto your stuffed animal, the stuffed animal that's supposed to protect you. But we all know that that's not happening because it's a fucking toy, an empty piece of fabric. I wish you could see this, Prissy. Tigress is ruined with this man's cum. Just ruined. And his superior cum mixed with your spit. It's going to dry on Tigress's fur, get all matted, and it's going to serve as a reminder of this day. The day you got your mouth fucked, the day you transformed into a ridiculous excuse for a little girl. Get on your hands and knees, Prissy. There you go. Arch your back. Show us that pretty little ass. Put it out in the air. Now let me just slice these panties just a bit with my knife. Don't squirm too much with a knife in my hand. Come rip these panties off her. Expose that little ass. Oh boy, look at that. Let me spread these cheeks apart. Look at this rape hole, friends. We're going to gape and ruin this, aren't we? You hear that, blindie? I've got several friends that are going to take turns raping your asshole and you can't do anything about it. Definitely not letting on how many men are in here. And keep in mind, my female friends that are here have strap-ons too, so you're going to get raped by everyone. Before we start raping our helpless little girl here, let me attach this spreader bar to her ankles. And can you strap her wrists? You won't be able to run away, Prissy. You're going to be strapped down and spread open, ready to be gang raped and tortured. All right, guys, find a fatty spot on her body and take some nice nibbles and bites. All of you, I want all mouths on her body. Oh, yes. All over her body, her legs, her belly, her back, her chest, her cheeks. How does that feel, Prissy? Oh, do you feel like a wild animal turned into prey, being sampled on and nibbled on? Feel those teeth dig into your skin. I can't be held responsible either if someone breaks the skin. Listen to her, guys. Listen to those squeals and crying. Bite harder. I need more tears because it turns me on when little girls are helpless and full of tears. Where's your stuffed animals now, Prissy, huh? They're not here saving you, are they? No one is here to save you, but especially your treasured little fake protectors. You're so pathetic to think that stuffed animals would come and save you. All that time wasted on stuffed animals thinking they are magical or something. You could have done something more useful, like make real friends, suck cock, anything really. You probably can't even make friends though, can you? I bet you couldn't even find a man to want to fuck you either. Well, maybe you could, like an old creepy man with saggy balls and a smelly dick. But you definitely couldn't make friends. Yeah, if you had friends, you wouldn't be in this predicament, and you wouldn't have fucking stuffed animals being your friends instead of real, live human beings. I think it's gang rape time, guys. Who's gonna rape our poor little victim first? And little girl, just remember, you don't know if it's a real cock or a strap-on dildo. Well, because you can't see. I guess you'll find out whenever you feel your ass fill up with cum or not. Yes, the first one. Take her virginity. Pop that little girl's cherry. Oh, how's that feel, Prissy? That thick cock stretching your virgin hole? Oh, it hurts, doesn't it? Does it hurt? Oh, just cry harder, you stupid little girl. No one cares that you're in pain or scared. No one is here to save you. We're only here to do fucking more. Her little hole is tight, huh? First ever cock to be in there. Why don't you push in harder? Don't give her time to stretch. Make her rape hole stretch. Make it stretch. You should see all these ready cocks waiting in line for you, Prissy. You're about to be raped by many, many people. You should be thankful for being so useful, for giving us a reason to laugh at you, to helping men come, for entertaining my friends. And while you're getting raped, I want you to know I'm about to torture your lioness. Here, you feel her in your face. Yeah, that's lioness. You know her. I'm about to knife her, gut her, right here in front of you, and you can't do fucking anything about it, Prissy, can you? You can't save her. Oh, guys, look at her pleading for me to save her fucking stuffed animal. Do you see how pathetic she is? She's begging me not to torture her stuffed animal. Prissy, do you realize that this is a fucking toy, a thing, replaceable, fabric that'll cut up nicely? And here you are crying over it. You're fucking sad, really. You're so fucking sad how obsessed and emotionally attached you are to stuffed animals like a fucking baby. Oh my God, you should be embarrassed, Prissy. Really embarrassed. And you know what? Because I feel like it, I'm going to knife this lioness to shreds, make you listen to every fucking second of it because you can't see it. So here it goes. Right down the belly. Oh, cry, you little baby. Cry over your stupid stuffed animal that I'm fucking knifing. And I think your rapist likes you crying because he's railing you harder now. Oh, you're gonna come? Come in this little rape toy. You're about to feel a man's cum load flood your filthy asshole. And while you are, I'm gonna be cutting off your lion's arms. You are so weak, Prissy. You are a cum dump. You are a rape whore. Technically now, you're a cock-loving faggot. And no one loves you. You deserve nothing but rape and torture and being used for men coming and being used to make me laugh. You don't even make an attractive little girl. How's it feel to be filled with a man's cum, huh? Here's the great thing. Whenever you've taken cum in your rape hole, it just makes it that much more lubricated for the next cock. So get ready for more cock. And guess what, Prissy? Your lioness isn't bleeding from being knifed because it's a fucking stuffed animal. Now it's just pieces of fabric and cotton. You know who can bleed, though? You. You want to bleed for me? You don't? What if I want to see you bleed while you're getting raped for the second time? Just a scratch, a slice. I mean, you could pretend it's your lioness if that'll make it better for you, you pathetic stuffed animal baby. Feel that cold steel in your belly? That's my knife, of course. I mean, it could be anything because you can't see, but I promise you, it's my sharp knife, and I'm just looking for a spot that I want to make bleed. Oh my goodness, guys, look, our little girl is turned on by getting raped. Look at her erection. Oh my God. How are you so aroused yet crying at the same time? You are a fucking rape slut. You are loving being raped. Huh? You like being raped in your asshole? What a horny fucking slut. No one is going to play with that thing either. We don't want that. We don't want it. We just want your mouth and sissy pussy. Now back to my knife. How about your back? So many spots. Like here. Listen to that scream. Oh, my friend loved that because he just finished in your used asshole. That's two cum loads, little girl. Well, you want to know how many is left to rape you, Prissy? 13 more cocks.